The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Skankfest South is happening November 5th through 7th, 2021 at The Secret Group in Houston, Texas. We just announced a massive lineup including Bob Saget, Doug Stanhope, Gilbert Gottfried, Tim Dillon, Todd Glass, Ari Shaffir, Jessica Kirsten, Robert Kelly, Mark Norman, Bonnie McFarlane, The Legion of Skanks, Guys We Fucked, and many, many more. Over 120 comedians, 20 live podcasts, live music, pro wrestling, and so much more. You got to get your tickets on July 20th. 12th at 8 a.m. Eastern. Do not miss out. This will sell out. Skankfest South happening this November. Get your tickets at skankfest.net.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick. If the fabulous love don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Yes, everybody, what's up? It is Yay. The Legion of Skanks. Yay.
Yay.
The energy behind us is a little less because we are in the studio today.
We don't know why.
We're not sure exactly why, but we are in studio.
I just don't believe whatever Chris Italia says. Whatever bullshit he was putting down, he's like, oh, we always wanted to give the staff a week off.
Yeah, that doesn't add up for something.
Nothing adds up.
Somebody was going to... If they didn't get time off, they were going to sue for something.
Yeah, it was going to be some weird shit. I think.
Like, hey, Chris, you know, I follow you on Twitter, and you tweeted Chappelle's here tonight right after you told me you wanted to give the staff off.
I think it's more like one of the servers said, like, Chris, you give us a week off, or I'm going to tell everyone about your shoe mirrors that you look up all of our pussies at.
He's like, what? I can't even see over my stomach.
Yeah. They just, Jeff, the idea, maybe. My Chris and Brad.
I figure sometimes maybe if I'm sitting down, they walk by. I can see. What's the big? But you shoot me on the shoe.
I just realized Chris has legitimately grown up Hulk Cartman.
It's very possible. I'm Big J Okerson. The whole skanks are here. Davey Smith, of course.
It is nice to be back in the studio.
Hell yeah.
I love the studio.
Fun here. Me too. The Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, defending Ellis Mania champ, Luis J. Gomez.
What's up, Jay? Can you please be a little bit more fucking energetic and fun? Because whatever's going on right now with this downtrodden attitude, I don't like it.
Jay thrives off the crowd's applause. He's like Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
He needs them for his energy.
I need them. I don't
care. There we go. All right.
Yay, Jay. Think happy thoughts, Jay.
Did it.
Shut up.
Dude, try to fly.
Our guest. You think I can do it here?
Yeah.
What happened with Paco's hair?
Paco's the hottest Asian in the world, I think.
Nah. Yeah?
Paco's a hot Asian, dude.
Paco's a decent-looking guy, but hottest
He's
Asian?
He's got BTS hair.
That's, name another hot Asian.
Male or female?
Oh, yeah, all those
male Asian.
Dudes.
Yeah. He looks like BTS, dude. I bet he can sing. Our guest today, very fun ones to have here, everybody, from the Guys We Fuck podcast. You know her, the hilarious Christina Hutchinson.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
And from High Society Radio podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network, it's Chris from Brooklyn.
What's going on,
What's up, buddy?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Can we reset? I don't. Whatever the energy is here right now, I don't like it.
No, Paco's very distracting with his fucking handsome Rufio energy.
Yeah, why do you have all these handsome fucks out?
That's what he looks like. Yeah, he looks like Rufio.
He's got real fucking deep Rufio eyes.
There's too many handsomes in Europe.
And
your
ironically,
lobby.
He Rufios. He's a convicted rapist.
He's a Rufioer.
Oh. He was
in the
never...
court of his own opinion.
He was never convicted.
No,
he admitted it.
No one
publicly,
gets convicted.
But yeah, exactly.
What are the stats on that? How many people that rape
3%.
Are convicted? 3%. 3%. It almost seems worth it.
You have a 97% chance. Yeah, that's a little glass.
Those are COVID odds. Yes,
that's glass half empty right there. 97% chance you get away with it. That's
yeah,
a good look at it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So 3% of rapists are brought to justice.
Yeah.
Is that what the number is?
Yeah.
I wonder how that compares to like other violent crime, though.
Can you look that up,
what,
Bobby?
Like, what like
crazy?
Yeah, these are guys we fucked skewed
well,
numbers.
If someone
or
just
I volunteered
you,
at Bellevue Hospital to be in the ER for rape victims, and that's the stat they gave us too.
No, let's see if they're liars. Yeah. Let's see if
they
those
might
fucks
be.
Are liars.
Maybe. I don't trust
we're gonna like,
Bellevue.
That's a horrible
people
number.
Be like, no, it's 4 in 100, actually. Yeah. So stop making it out.
3.4%. See, you lied, Christine.
You did. You downplayed
I'm really
it.
Sorry.
Wow.
I'm a rape apologist. I'm sorry.
So that's, but I wonder what that
yeah,
is.
Way to undersell to make a point.
So if someone just stabs you, what are the odds you get a conviction out of that? I just want to have it almost in like context.
Like a shot with a deadly weapon?
Yeah, like most crimes don't get.
That's
assault.
True.
Because
like
robberies.
Yeah.
I bet like
city,
it's 1% of brick assaults. Like if you hit somebody yeah. with a
well,
brick.
Well, if you're on a roof,
okay,
like
we don't need to know
it.
Brick assaults specifically. That might be hard to find. But what's like assaults?
Just the fact you said brick assaults make me think you were part of a brick assault
yeah.
you got away with.
Oh,
I was almost a part of a brick assault.
What?
One time,
either
some,
are you
some
not.
Dominican kids, when I was living with Haley Boyle in Washington Heights, they
oh,
started
yeah.
barking at my dog.
I remember this. I was in your apartment, I think, and you went, I'm going
how
to
old
the
were
store.
They?
I said, I'm going to go. Yeah.
You were like, I'm running to the store, and I was just sitting there watching TV. And then you came back, furious Lewis.
Yeah. I got to go to the roof, find a brick.
With brick residue all over his hands.
Brick dust?
With a bunch of brick dust.
How old were these yeah. kids?
They were, you know, at least, 12. You know, they were.
It was the hood. So between 12 and 36.
You don't really know,
you know?
They started just, barking at Sport, and Sport started freaking out. And I was like, not my dog, not today.
Hey.
They were just doing gang calls to get their friends over.
Yeah. So then I went to my roof and I couldn't get an angle on them. But had I gotten an angle on these Dominican
yeah,
kids,
you gotta...
I would have killed one with a brick.
You, I mean,
I was so angry. I would have murdered it. I swear
Lewis,
to God.
You're not killing anyone with a brick unless they are directly under you yeah. and you are dropping this brick on them. How precise do
and
you
gotta...
think your throws
and
gonna
even
be?
Then.
Dave, coming I killed off... Spore with a brick. I hit him right in the head. He was right next to me.
You think you're just going to launch
I missed the edge of the roof.
I stopped my toe. With a brick. Fuck.
We have so much fun stuff to talk about today. What a case.
Why are you changing the subject like you almost committed a brick murder?
No
guys,
never.
None of you committed a brick murder. Chris has killed a lot of people with a brick, but none of you guys have
the
ever
thing
killed
about a brick is they're
brick.
Just laying around. Nobody really.
Yeah. How many assault cases are brought to justice? What percentage? Because that's an interesting point, Dave. Thank you for finding the angle to fucking tell women to shut their fucking
listen,
holes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Cheers. That this number can't... yeah. I'm not saying the number Christina brought up can't be right. I'm just saying I want to do everything in my power to discredit it before I accept
yeah, like,
that it's
if,
right.
If 3% of assaults are also reported, then it's not as a non-story.
No, I bet it's higher, but I bet it's like not...
Let's see.
It's got to be higher.
87%.
No.
What website?
It's BJS.
BJS.
That's where they give out
no, but this is domestic
Blowjobs.gov. Real nice. Is this The Onion?
No. This is like domestic violence is a little bit different. Dude, they'll fucking grab you for like if a chick calls the cops and says you're hit the dude with her is hitting her, that guy's going to jail that night. Like I'm thinking more of just like an assault.
Just like general
nameless
crime.
Faceless like getting pushed or
no, like I'd say no, like a serious,
well, go
serious
go with murder.
Assault.
What percentage of murders are assault?
Yeah.
Because that 87% is some crazy bullshit. That's
well, no, I think that's probably accurate, but just specifically for domestic assault, it's a very easy crime for them to figure out. They get there, the dude who's there, they're like, I'm the eyewitness, he hit me. Okay, they have everything they need for a conviction, like right there. Mm. Just a particular thing.
Damn, I wish there was a camera out in the hallway when Paco walked over with that dog. I'd have been like, you're letting everybody eat lunch now? Come on.
Hell yeah, Jay.
He's still Asian.
What is the percentage of murders that are solved? Murder and...
Wow.
61%.
Yeah, but how many of those
wait,
are
hold
stats
on.
That
this
the
stat
police...
is 32% of rapes.
32% of rapes.
That's not... No.
No. Hold on. First off, this is percent of offenses cleared by
there was
arrest.
An arrest
yeah.
made.
Like that... Yeah, this is like...
Oh, so not the ones that happened. Is an arrest?
There's
like
conviction.
Conviction. You're going to jail. You
have seven producers that cannot just get one fucking stat.
And they're also going the first Google result.
My guess is going to be higher, but not
how many
that much
brick
higher.
Rapes get solved?
What? Brick rapist?
Oh, brick rapist? You never get a good brick rapist.
Brick rapist
gets out into the woods.
Yeah. If you've escalated the brick rapist,
you gotta go underhand.
You know what you're doing.
Look, that's the first time I ever
brick
learned
that's not your first rape.
With the square peg round hole analogy, man. Like, it just won't fit. I'm fucking trying.
I just can't brick rape.
This bitch will not hold still. It's a round hole.
There's not enough spit in all of our mouths to get that thing in there.
Hell turn on would you have to be by brick rape in order to really get it in?
Yeah,
it's gonna be tough.
She's not. You're not gonna know how turned on she is, Christina, until you try. So stop being all fucking.
Hey, no, I'm. You know, say what you're gonna say. It's fine.
So we really just can't get that murder conviction right, huh? It's that hard.
Also, you know how precincts will lie about finding a guy just so they can say they solved it. I wonder how much that plays into.
Listen, you don't even know. Conviction doesn't necessarily mean the right person got fucking convicted. You know, who knows?
You're saying it could be less than 3%.
Well, no, because a lot of
it could be false accusations.
Mm,
oh, of what?
Yeah,
no, that
right.
would.
You're saying out of those 3%, a couple of them are probably false accusations.
That would strengthen Christina's point because that would mean that they just catch even less of the real rapists.
My goal every time Christina comes on is to make her wonder why she's friends with this. Not even just why she comes on the show. I want her to question why she even talks to us.
Yeah, I go through that right before I say yes, I'll do it. So
I know, Christina. Can we get the plug out for Skankfest right now?
I'd like to.
Can we talk about that?
We sure can.
Can we talk about it?
Skankfest is going down this Friday, the 9th, Connection.
No, Dave, that's us at Comedy Connection, but it's a little mini Skankfest.
It's kind of the first day of Skankfest. If you're there, you're basically at Skankfest. But seriously, we added this last minute, this Friday, 8 p.m., Providence, Rhode Island.
Skankfest for pre-party.
Skankfest Providence featuring me, Dave Smith, Zach Amico.
That's it.
Maybe some of these other people who will be at Skankfest. Who knows?
Who knows? There may be more people there this Friday in Providence, July 9th, 8 p.m. Comedy Connection.
Hell yeah.
Rogan hasn't said that he won't do it.
That is true.
He might be there.
Did you see that Joe Rogan joined Team Rattlesnake today?
Oh, yeah, I did. See that. I saw that.
Did
was a big moment. Yeah.
Pull it up on my Instagram, guys. I posted the video. He was asked. But real quick, before we even do that, I'll say right now, Skankfest South is happening November 5th or 7th. We officially have tickets going on sale July 12th, 8 a.m. Eastern. That is Monday, July 12th, 8 a.m. Eastern. Get your tickets immediately. We just announced the lineups, which obviously includes everyone in this room right now.
Oh, wait, really?
You weren't on the announcement, Chris, but you're on the fucking. Shut up. Okay,
are you
relax.
Finding out now? Congrats. Yeah.
No, he knows he's on. We spoke earlier today.
Yeah, I
look. We had to rebook a whole festival. Some people.
It's the only time I've heard Lewis actually feel bad. I was just fucking around.
Well, no, because they didn't include him in the thing. But it was just because they never reconfirmed you, and it was a whole thing. But
you did. I see you constantly,
Christine and Rebecca. I said you're on it, and then you were like, "Cool."
Way
but
to
you
pass the buck.
Yeah, but no, we have like, dude, I'm so excited. We have Danny Tanner coming out to Skankfest this year. Bob Saget's going to be there. I'm so happy and excited.
Yeah, awesome. I'm going to smell his fingers,
dude. All I want to do is get Danny Tanner on Legion of Skanks. It's going to be fucking awesome.
He'll do it.
Gilbert Gottfried's going to be there. Todd Glass, obviously the great Ari Shaffir. Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis, Jessica Kirsten, the Guys We Fucked podcast, obviously the Legion of Skanks, we have a bunch of new names that we've added, like the Loud Dan. Boys, Dad Meat podcast, Matt and Shane Secret podcast is going to be there. It's going to be...
And there's also a lot of younger comedians, like in general. Like
130 comedians booked right now.
At Skankfest. Wow. And you got to think, right, if you come to Skankfest and you see all of the like young lineup of comedians, guaranteed in 5 years... two of them will be too successful to do this show anymore. 100%. That's always, we always have the future at Skankfest, but you never know who they're going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go through some worthy names, obviously, all of us, but Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane.
Future. Rich Voss.
Robert Kelly, Dan Soder's going to be there. Doug Stanhope. How did I forget Doug fucking Stanhope returning for the first time ever since the first Skankfest.
He went to the first one.
Jamar Neighbors.
Jamar Neighbors.
It was so tiny back then.
Jason Ellis, we're doing our press conference and open workouts at Skankfest. We're doing the roast of Luis J. Gomez at Skankfest. Jessica Kirsten, Jim Florentine, DeRosa, Metzger, Mike Racine, Vecchione. Let's see, Karen Feehan. We got fucking Kim Congdon's gonna be there. Let's see, Sean Patton, Steve Ranazzisi, the great Zach Amico, the Naked Roast is returning. Actually, Roast Battle, we're bringing up Ryan Moses and Red Roast Battle as well.
Sovereign Sire.
Sovereign Sire is gonna be their former porn seductress, Sovereign Sire.
She do stand up?
Yeah, she does stand up.
Nice. Steve Renazzisi or so he says.
Oh, I see. Steve Renazzisi will be there.
We'll take his word for it, I guess.
They said that he was on the second stage, but apparently he wasn't.
David Lucas. He said he did Skankfest. He said he did last Skankfest, but I don't remember him being there. I don't know.
David Lucas, Dave Temple, Are You Garbage Podcast Live, Todd Glass.
Beezer.
We got Tony Hinchcliffe, Kill Tony, Brian Redband. The lineup doesn't fuck us up. It's going to be crazy. And that's all we can announce right now. We have a lot more people that we're announcing, people that we can't contractually, where they have other things and other obligations where we can't announce them just yet.
Ashton Womack.
Caleb Lush. Maybe you've never heard of Chris Scopo. No, it really is going to be an incredible time.
I don't want to get your cocks hard right now, but did we mention Lauren Jameson?
Listen to me, it's going to be the greatest weekend. Nobody's ever fucking... if you've never been to Skankfest, you don't fucking know. Mark Norman, Joe List.
The killer, Michael Turner.
Michael Turner rules.
Right?
Great. All of these comics are great. Even the ones you haven't heard of.
Nicholas Palermo.
Incredible. Sam Tripoli will be there. Ryan Long will be there. All right, whatever. That's it. Go to skankfest.net
great
on Monday,
names.
July 12th. It's the best fucking lineup in the history of Texas. Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
And yeah. We've been waiting for this.
Sure.
It's electric.
Kathy! That was the Bulls intro.
You got it. You got it.
You got it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be so great.
It's going to be the best time ever. 3 full days, live music, pro wrestling.
I'm not coming back, dude. I'm dying that weekend.
You might.
Nice.
I'm dying there. Going out at Skankfest.
There's a company in you can.
He's going to kill himself.
Hella Bacon, where you can shoot pigs from a helicopter right by the venue.
Shoot pigs? Is that how I should die? Should I just go get naked and run with the pigs and just wait for them to shoot me from a helicopter? Thanks, Chris. That's really going to help with my confidence going into this whole thing.
I was saying we could get on a helicopter and shoot some pigs.
How dare you?
Yeah. Well, look, it's going to be incredible, and I hope to see you guys all there. Do not wait. Get your tickets on Monday.
You'll see me there, dude.
I hope so.
Hey, you don't have to hope, man. I think this whole table is going to be there.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Fume. Fume is the natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of super plants on the go. I know, Lewis, you've been using it. Jay, you've been using it. I've used it a bunch. It's pretty awesome.
I have a lot of friends who have used it to quit smoking, which is probably the most popular one.
I've cut way down on vaping from using the Conquer Cores. They're great. It feels kind of like vaping. It's like a little wooden.
Dave doesn't even care about the cores. He just likes having Canadian-made wood in his mouth.
Yeah. Well, I...
Yeah.
You should have seen how I used to get it.
Yeah. It's great. It's no electronics. I've been using you guys see me use them on the show. The Cores, they help you if you're trying to quit smoking, but they also have ones to help you for allergy relief, relaxation, replacing nicotine. It fits right in your pocket. You can get the Cores and everything at breathefume.com. And if you use the promo code Legion, you're going to get 10% off your order today. All right. So check that out. Breathefume, BREATHEFUM.com. Promo code Legion for 10% off your order today. All right, let's get back into it.
Yeah, let's get into some of these things.
Fuck yeah. Which one first? I got so many fun ones.
You want to talk about the Olympians?
Sure.
That's kind of fun.
I know, they're all in trouble now.
Yeah.
Things have calmed down so much with COVID.
Chicago.
We're publicly able to be angry at black people.
Progress. Are we allowed?
Can you believe it? Shikari Richardson, you bitch. Gwen Barry, you fucking bitch.
I don't. I know a little bit about the Shikari Richardson story. I don't know that much about the Gwen Berry story, but pull it up. Shikari Richardson, she's suspended for testing positive for marijuana.
She smoked pot. She said she did it to cope with the death of her mother.
Biological mother.
Biological mother. Here's the thing.
But why did she steal that car?
But here's the thing.
She had to get to the funeral.
Here's a problem with something like that.
She didn't want to get caught.
Yeah. Can't just get high on the streets. The problem with that excuse is like, no, you didn't. You smoked it to smoke it for whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
it makes me think she's the worst person.
It's an exploitative excuse.
Yeah, I would do that, but I'm a shitty person.
Why do the Olympics give a shit about weed?
Well, that's obviously true. I completely agree with that. Weed shouldn't be a performance enhancement thing in any sport. It's silly. But there's something a lot less honorable about being like, yeah, I got caught smoking weed, and being like, no, it's just like family member
died.
Death. My mom died, and that's why.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, hey, you are just using your
or
mom's
excuse.
Death. You smoke weed. We all know what happened.
I smoke weed to deal with the social injustice that happened to George Floyd and for his family. He goes, yeah, damn it. It's hard to say. I want to come at you and say you're full of shit, bitch.
I kind of respect that. Like, yo, I'm going to all get your emotions back on my side by saying a family member died, let alone my mother.
But yeah, look, it's
fine. Because the system's stupid anyway.
I'm not hating. Like, I would use that. But I'm immoral. So the fact that I would use my dead mother to get out of some shit, and I have. Mm-hmm. Dude, I used 9/11 to get out of classes for like 3 weeks after 9/11.
Oh, you said your parents died in
9/11? I said people were missing. I said family members were missing. Like, I was playing hacky sack and smoking weed. Oh, I said my uncle.
Lewis was
they're still looking for him in the rumble right now.
I got caught cutting school, and I said it was because a kid was making fun of me because my grandfather just died.
And they believed you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I think that kid cooked some shit.
Nice.
Was your grandfather already dead, or did you use an alive? Yeah, see, that's the thing. Morally, I use dead relatives because it doesn't matter because you're not jinxing.
That was exploited because I said I did like have a good relationship, but you didn't have a good relationship with your mom. So using her doesn't like strike like
I had a better relationship with my mother than you had with your uncle.
Probably not.
Like I know that my mom was abusive, but she was still my mother. Like she meant more to me than your dumb uncle.
Dude, how defensive did you just
Who's
dumb
uncle? You got
your dumb uncle.
Who's
touched a wound?
Your dumb dead uncle.
What did he say? He said grandfather.
That's somebody's uncle.
Oh, my grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah.
Grandpa uncle.
He raised me.
I never heard about this grandfather once in my life.
I didn't know you had him.
I've never heard about this grandfather once. He's never mentioned a single story of fishing trip.
Maybe it's a touchy subject,
well, he died when I was 10.
And you were close to him.
Yeah, they took care of it. I lived at their house, my grandparents, when I was young.
I did hear about his grandmother, but you never mentioned the grandpa.
He died when I was 10.
Maybe it makes him sad.
He died early.
Well, yeah, he had a long time to talk about it.
I wish you can get another hash mark on your arm, for all you know.
How did he die?
Cancer.
Raped
asbestos.
To death.
Now, asbestos.
Asbestos?
Ooh, yeah, no, the rape was just a sad
from his house.
Sad
his
bonus.
Lungs.
He couldn't even fight him off.
He was so weak. No. But I'm saying, I did use that as an excuse. And that was pretty immoral. It was like shitty to do. I didn't think of it at the time.
Your grandfather built middle schools in the 60s?
It was a bad
to be fair, you weren't cutting school at 10, so you couldn't use it then.
But I do, Bob, say, but it's as easy a switch of a flip of a switch in me if you're like a dead person that was like, I don't really give a shit about that person in my family anyway. Using that as an excuse, it doesn't strike me as bad.
It's just she used that excuse. If
you're going like, I'm too sad to come in, but that's a lie, you're like, that's fucked up. Like, I should
or if
be
you need
too
a day off, you want somebody to understand quickly without a lot of explanation, just say a fucking family member died and be done with it.
I'm just saying she's treating the Olympics like it's a job at Wendy's.
Yeah. Yeah. She goes, Wendy's, yo, I don't know what you're best. Talking about. That wasn't weed. That was oregano. But I'm allergic to it if I eat it. I got to smoke it and then eat pizza.
She's kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say she's kind of ratchet, but she sort of looks like she's hot. First of all, I'm attracted to her. Okay. I like her biceps. Her biceps are fucking righteous.
Those nails are
righteous
ridiculous.
Is the right word for her biceps. Yeah,
and she's blown out like all of the records, right? That's why it's a story. It's not like she was just on the team.
Fastest
fucking
person kicked out of the Olympics.
Yeah.
Is that true? I did not know that.
So she's like, been out of the Olympics.
Blowing out the women's record.
I only
without being a man first.
I like her.
Wait, but I thought that she was only disqualified from one race.
She looks like
she's
Lil Nas X.
Cut off the team?
I know, I think she's off the team.
Right? I'm pretty sure she's off
the team. But Olympic athletes can drink, right?
Why would they be like, hey,
penalty?
You're too high to run the 100 meter. We'll let you run the 50. Like,
hell yeah. Lil Nas X.
You're not going to even remember you're in a race.
I think she's hot, dude.
She's hot and she looks like a Lil Nas X.
You can't trust you with a relay baton.
I don't know how that's happening.
They're
but
both
it's happening.
Hot.
So what's the story? Bobby and Alex, do you have any information?
She might be able to do the relay race is the last thing I heard. She might be able, but she won't get any individual like.
She just passes the joint.
You're
going to
put
like,
on
oh,
the race walking team.
Oops,
just the race walking.
But I think they won't give her any like
100 meter, but she can still participate in the 400 meter or 4x100.
That seems hard.
How does that make sense?
I dropped the baton on that one.
It's official.
That one's fucking hard.
It's officially she's banned from the 100 meter, but she may be able to participate in the 4x100.
I don't know. How would she?
Right,
get
that's
back
a relay race.
Yeah,
and that's the only thing she'll be possibly can do. Yeah.
Why though? I don't understand. What's the reason?
Because they're not going to let her thing let the team down probably. But
if
she
was
can't
smoking
get any individual.
Weed, wouldn't passing something become more naturally to her than the rest of the team?
That is true. No? That
she's,
is a performance enhancement drug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's just practice.
Pass the Dutchie in front of you while running full speed.
She could also
That's hard.
She could also take off her earrings while running.
It's pretty fucking
Vaseline incredible. Her eyebrows.
Yeah, dude.
Towards her cousin arguing with some larger dude.
And what's the other story about this other girl is probably her cousin?
Gwen Berry?
Yeah.
Gwen Berry.
That's my cousin.
She joked about rape, mocked Mexicans and Asians.
What'd she say?
Now, what does she do in the Olympics?
She jokes about rape. Comedian. She mocks Mexicans and Asians.
She's a podcaster.
It's a triathlon.
She's an Olympic level podcaster.
That's impressive. She's part of Come Down.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing this picture on Twitter.
What was the jokes though? Yeah, I want to know.
She looks like the lady who started the Me
old
Too movement.
Tweets. Oh my God, Olympians are getting fucked for old tweets. Wow.
Let me see.
Mexicans just don't.
Well, just
care
now,
people. That's a
just
weird
during one. The Olympic. You know what I mean? Like no one's looking for this the rest of their lives.
Let's see.
Except
Let's see.
For this year.
This little white boy being bad as hell. I would smack his ass then stomp him,
That's
shaking
hilarious.
My head. White people kids, hella disrespectful.
That's funny.
2011.
Fuck
that's
that shit.
The tweet that's
yeah, fuck that shit.
2011.
Oh yo, lady.
10 years ago.
Lady, come on now.
But by the way, this
Chinese
is also,
people always try to start new
hashtag, hashtag why it gotta be white kids.
This is also translated. It originally said ooga booga, ooga booga.
Wait,
booga.
All she said was Mexicans click, clack, click, just clack. Don't care about people?
Yeah, see,
who
I'm
gives
reading.
A shit?
It said
Here's
ting, it said click, ting, click, ting, click, wanna bang, bang.
Can I say, my problem with tweeting, these two tweets click, is that they should, they should be reversed. The one about shoes and heels should be about Mexicans, and the ones about not caring about people should be about Chinese people. 100%.
Just saw this girl wearing heels and white socks. What the hell? Chinese people always trying to start new trends. Shaking my head. Girl.
You know what's hilarious?
That's a great tweet.
You know
that is God. That's a solid tweet.
That Chinese girl was like, just saw a black chick spelling girl with a U.
Then she tweeted in November of 2012, Mexicans just don't care about people. That's hilarious.
Yeah, let her live.
They're building.
Let the bitch live.
Truth
oh
bomb.
God.
Mexicans just don't listen. Care. He goes, hey, you guys don't get it?
Wait, where's the one where she, what'd she say when she made light of rape?
Well, you got to admit, though, already, if you were going to be following an Olympian, you'd be like, this is a great Twitter account.
It's a good one.
This one has. This
yeah,
is a fun
a,
one
she's
to follow.
A fun Olympian.
Yeah, the rest of them are just taking pictures of salmon and shit.
This was every now and then, like, Mexicans don't care about people.
She goes, I'm about to rape my lunch.
Is that really what? Oh, Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Her,
that's a salmon tweet Jim right. was talking about.
She's, oh, my God.
Wait.
She's shout out to all the females. She goes on. Shout out to all the females that gun get drunk, get wrecked by four dudes, and cry rape this weekend. Oh that's another tweet. Hell yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. All right.
This
she's
chick rules.
She's kicked out of the Olympics. Is her Twitter account still active? Because yeah. I'm going to follow this
follow
chick.
No, she
shit.
Was she kicked out of the Olympics? Because well, the reason she originally got in trouble, first of all, you know who's tweeting, who's reporting this? It's all like conservative reports because she turned her back from the American flag, I guess. They were doing like the...
But so she's an epileptic. The colors were fucking her up.
Yeah, she started freaking out. She had a seizure.
So in protest, the Chinese swim team all came out in socks and fucking like.
I wish they were that fun.
So it is. It's conservatives who are just straight up like
they don't care about racism.
No, they rail for years against the whole culture of like
thing.
Looking
yep.
back at your tweets from back in the day, and then as soon as it's their little fucking issue, like you turned your back on our cloth that we like more than your cloth.
Yep.
Like it's they'll go, oh, we'll use those.
Now
exact
we're gonna use tweets from literally
tactic.
A decade ago
way,
when she was a child. Yeah, probably.
Can I say yeah. I think it's fine to do that. To the people who do that.
Yes.
If that makes
yes,
sense.
And only
so
to
if
them.
Someone does that and then you find an old tweet on them, it's fine to be like, yeah, you
it neutralizes.
Fucking hypocrite.
Yeah.
But just to do that to some fucking chick who's this the type of chick who would tweet this wild shit and then goes, I'm gonna turn my back on the flag. Like, I don't even care.
How old
who
was she
cares?
10 years ago, Gwen Berry? How old was she?
Also, how fucking cool is she that she just gets wrecked by four dudes and doesn't cry rape? Like yeah. she's the best. She,
also well, describing
she,
it as getting wrecked by four dudes.
Well, without
such a,
the dub,
she,
doesn't it have a W? That word have a W?
She didn't
if
make
you get
it clear
wrecked by four dudes,
that she
a
was
good
that.
Thing.
Yeah, she, and she didn't make it clear that she was that chick. She yeah. was just giving a shout out to all those
it's
chicks.
True.
But it makes it more likely.
But it makes
that
it seem like she
chick.
Gets wrecked. And
I'm
just
gonna
like,
say
I,
yes.
Sound like a sarcastic
it's more
shout
likely
out.
Then yeah. if you're shouting out that crowd.
Yeah.
There's a higher chance you're a member of that crowd than not.
So she was 22 at the time.
Oh, at the time.
Oh. Little baby.
It's still a little bit old, you know.
Yeah, but whatever, dude.
She's not
she's
a,
some
she,
fucking.
She never thought the Globe was going to go through her tweet.
No
years
one
ago,
ever does.
10 years ago was a different time where we just thought we were tweeting out dumb shit.
Yep.
And you're right. Now, 22 isn't too old to be tweeting out some dumb shit like that.
Not at all, dude. Me and you didn't even have fucking social media at 22 because it wasn't even like a thing yet by then.
Yeah.
We are lucky.
Yeah.
Social media, for as much shit as we probably have.
Oh, I had MySpace.
But if you look back.
I had Hitler in my top
eight. Were you using it for your hot takes?
It was fucking Hitler.
If we had had Twitter from day one, like from turning 20, it would have been bad. We would have terrible tweets.
Just phone cameras of crimes.
I did this recently. I looked up like words and like my name, like Luis J. Gomez and like chink and fag.
Gotta do it.
Oh yeah, they're out there.
Well, to be fair,
Shocker.
My favorite racist tweet that I've ever tweeted
is from 2021.
What is it? It's about black people being lazy. Oh no, I said racist jokes are lazy, like the blacks.
That's a great tweet.
That's a great tweet.
I miss a time when you could tweet things like that and not even think twice. But what's weird is that the whole like thing, and we've talked about it before, but just like where you go like, well, I better make sure I don't say something, like you self-censor. Like, yeah. I don't want to get kicked off for saying this, so I'll walk the line. But there was a time in like, not that long ago, like 2017, it was like the wild, wild west. There was no sense of like, this could get me kicked off.
Right. It's like, what's it was just the most extreme of my brain?
Say whatever's in your mind, whatever you're thinking, just fucking let it out there. There was literally, I never even had a thought in 2016, 2017. Anything I said on Twitter could be held against me in
scared.
The future.
No
like,
fear.
It was, and so I don't even remember what the fuck I tweeted, but I bet some of it was awful.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Race, serious, lazy, like the black. See? Solid joke. Retweet that right now from Legion of Skanks. It's a solid fucking joke. It deserves more.
I didn't get, man, thank God. I can't imagine what the stress is of having social media in like high school and stuff like that. Also, I said, what blows my mind is
I was a little more woke in high school.
Every high school has to be teeming with fucking child pornography. It's also the thing, if you're a girl in high school, there's three guys in school that have a picture of your titties or have seen a picture of your titty, I think.
It's technically child pornography, but...
I know, but I'm just saying. I don't think that wasn't a thing. Like, unless you saw a girl's titties in person, no one had like a picture of.
Jay,
her
I don't think that most girls are sending out titty pictures now.
You think they've learned?
I think a decade ago,
everyone
got their cell phones and their cameras on their phones, and we all just started taking pictures of our dicks and tits and
pussies. This place, the
and
we put it out there.
But now I think younger people are going like, oh yeah, they'll hack the cloud.
By the way, people used to take disposable cameras. That's what I used to do. I used to work at a CVS when I was 16, and people would my kids my age would do that. Take their disposable camera.
I still have some Polaroids of like in a shoebox.
Easy. No, you don't.
When I was in high school,
Polaroids. No. They weren't in high school though, Chris. Right?
They were adults
at the time. All right, that's all we needed to get out on the record.
Jesus. Dude.
What? I think they threw me out.
To Lewis's point, I think that also became probably around 5 years ago. That became the talk. With like young girls.
Yeah.
Like the talk that you'd give like a 13, 14 year old girl.
Oh, yeah.
Would be don't like, send listen, pictures of your
do not send people naked pictures because those pictures will get.
Also,
like,
those guys were
everywhere.
Getting locked up for it. There's a bunch of kids who got locked up for like getting just early having on that. Child porn on their phone.
Which is unfair.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
It's unfair.
Yes. No one talks to the kids.
It is kind of unfair.
No one talks to them and then they get in trouble.
No 16 year old kid should be in trouble because a 15 year old girl sent him tits.
If a girl within that like teenage peer group like willingly sent that to him, not him like showing it to everyone maybe is a different story, but that is like no one that was a voluntary like both of you guys agreed for to that, you know.
Yeah,
fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean the amount of pictures
of my crazy,
the amount of
shit's
pictures crazy. Of my dick that are out there, because I'll be horny. If I'm horny, almost anybody could get a picture of my dick. Like, it's just fun. Angles.
So your horniness is to show your dick? Like, when you're horny,
If I'm horny and I start sexing with a chick?
If Lewis is horny, I'm going to get at least two dick pics by accident.
Two?
Lewis is just, he's just texting him around so furiously.
Wow, why don't you just jerk off?
No, I jerk off, and then she gets, like, photos of me jerking off, me coming, then me regretting it.
This is before she's
Then a text of you saying, could you delete those, please?
Yeah, dude.
This is before she's even texted back.
No.
It does taste a little bit.
Because I quit cigarettes, so.
Good job. Hell yeah. Girl.
Thank you.
How long?
4 months.
Fuck yeah. That's great.
But there are, if you did have a cell phone like 10 years ago and you got into, if you're a little bit older,
if you're in that first trial guinea pig generation.
But no, so. These girls, these are like Christina, fucked. Like a Christina. She was in that generation. Christina will likely, and I don't know, still to this day, even if she has a career.
Oh, I say taking pictures of myself.
I guarantee you do.
I only ever send it to one person.
Yeah, but I, the pro.
Or just post them. I don't care.
It's
they're not that risky.
Wait, you post naked pictures?
Not naked, but where? My ass. I probably archived them on my Instagram, but.
Hell yeah.
I've well, posted
it's not
them
naked.
Before.
If it's on Instagram, it's not naked, Christina.
Right. Exactly. Well, yeah. My version of, yeah. Yeah, you're right. But I've only sent.
If
only
some
one
bitch
person.
Sent me a photo that she could put on Instagram, I would block her number.
Why? Because you didn't feel special?
No. Cause not only if, well, if
no, I understand it, exactly what you're saying.
If it's on Instagram, I'll be furious. That's I'll fucking. I'll,
oh, if it's art, yeah, that's fair.
What? Well, but why? Because
she sent
wait,
you a link.
But why? Because that wasn't that. For you.
I've had a girl send me a photo. It's like sexy, and then I look at her Instagram. And I was like, oh, this is a sexy photo for Instagram that everyone can see.
Then
you start, you're forwarding me a photo.
You start thinking it's not even that chick.
Please
it's just some dude.
You're
oh, okay. Good. I'm good.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that.
Oh, fuck all that shit. And fuck, what's her face?
Who?
Gwen Berry.
Why?
No, I thought we liked her.
We like her, man.
We hate her, I thought.
We like her
no,
racist.
She's
no, her
funny.
Tweets are hilarious.
No, she loves rape.
What, did she say anything? Girl. Did she have a response?
Yeah,
Jay,
we
or?
Can't be the hypocrites. She says the shit that we say. She's
oh, yeah.
cool.
We love Gwen Berry. She's fourth mic.
And just like, what does it have to do with the Olympics?
Nothing.
I just
nothing.
Don't get
absolutely
it.
Absolutely nothing.
So stupid.
Well, no, she turned her back from the flag.
It's exactly
but
what you said
not,
earlier,
but I'm
Dave.
Saying she's not being kicked for that.
Was
right?
she?
Or she?
She
I thought,
headlines,
I thought the story, maybe I have this wrong, I thought the way you guys presenting it was that this is what's getting her
meanwhile,
in trouble.
Didn't the same Olympic committee make a bunch of black people run in Nazi Germany? Like it's, come on.
Dude, how many countries are in the fucking Olympics that have like yeah. slavery back
China,
home
you mean
and
China?
No one's like yeah
currently
like, cares about that yeah oh, there's
wait,
a whole
how
bunch
many?
Of crazy countries in the Olympics
oh my God.
Yeah. China's in the Olympics yeah. fucking
UAE
I don't know. Yeah Saudi
right,
Arabia's
right.
in
so
the,
they don't care
the
about
Olympics.
The countries more
like
else.
They do fucking crazy shit yeah. but our people tweet so they gotta get fucked yeah. up come on
doggy
fuck that
stupid. USA all the way baby. Hell yeah.
Our people.
Was it a nice 4th of July, though? Like, it felt like everyone was together again. We're like, oh, America's back.
I will say.
It felt that way.
Yeah. I was on Ari's roof for the fireworks, and when it was over, like, you could hear all the rooftops, like, people like clapping and stuff. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, hordes of going, woo!
It was like, honestly, it's the only...
My Uber driver today, he pulled up with a fucking mask on. And I do now, the phase I'm at with masks and Ubers is under the chin. Like, I just okay. walk in with a mask under the chin. Like, I don't want to, like, start a whole thing when I first walk in. Like, oh, my God, you're not in a mask, yeah. but I want to get
you
in.
Care.
And then he had a mask on, and he ripped it off, and he's this Muslim dude. He's like, enough with this, am I right? And he, like, threw it down.
Aww,
and I was like, yes,
that's
great.
Sweet.
And he goes, I'm vaccinated. Everyone's vaccinated. And I'm not, but I just went, yeah.
Yeah.
like, yeah. Just I was just agreeing with his statement.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's
I got,
vaccinated.
I got walked
yeah.
into a deli the other day. When I say the other day, I mean an hour ago. It was Sonny and Annie's right in the corner. I walked in, and she was like, where's your mask? And I was like, I'm vaccinated. Why would I need a mask? I lied right to her fucking Asian
oh, neither,
face.
Neither of you guys got vaccinated?
Dude, of course I'm vaccinated. My grandfather died of COVID. Whatever.
who would be vaccinated in this day and age? What am I, a Nazi?
Me.
Are you not vaccinated?
I am vaccinated. J&J,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
All right.
After
Johnson?
The scare.
Well,
yeah.
if you trust it, then you got nothing to worry about.
Oh, they wrecked my mom's body with their surgical mesh.
We all wrecked
so.
Your mom's body. All four of us.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
One of us is your father.
Well.
Lewis, will you watch this? I want you to show you this so much, the Tila Tequila video.
Tila Tequila? What'd she do now?
I love that crazy bitch.
Can we get her at Skankfest? She did the Gathering of the Juggalos years ago.
No, she
oh my
won't
God,
now.
If you paid her, she won't?
No, I don't think so. Now
she do more now.
Pay her like 10K and she'll do it.
She's such a nitwit that now she's trying to apologize.
That's what Jay calls Asian women.
Yeah. Nipwits.
Nipwit.
Yeah. Tila Tequila says the devil made her do it. She apologized for, remember she went through her Nazi phase?
No.
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know about this.
You probably should have caught that before you're like,
well,
you're like, I love her. She rules. I go really hard into the
how
Nazi
much?
Shit.
Was she really right. a Nazi?
Yeah.
Was
yeah,
she,
yeah.
Just
she was
dumb.
Wearing the uniform.
I don't think she was
picture.
As real as a
well,
Nazi.
Both.
I don't think she's as real of a Nazi as she is.
She,
a series
like, does
about
she
apologizing
know about the history of Nazis? Like,
she,
I don't think she does.
She was being both. She was doing it, but it's also because she's an idiot. But if what she's saying is true, and Satan made her do it. You really can't hold her responsible.
Yeah, that is something Satan would do.
Should we
do,
give Christina then a little retrospective of Tila Tequila's greatest racist hits?
Please do.
She's really asked to do the week four times.
Yeah.
Tila Tequila.
Well, she took it a little bit far, but she made some good points.
Wow.
Man. Dude, she should have to fight Gwen Berry.
I think one thing, she's wearing like a Hitler mustache and like hail, like,
yeah.
She's
Zeke wearing Heil, like the SS uniform.
Yeah.
She just wanted to belong to a group.
You might not be wrong about that. Mm-hmm. She's a lost soul for sure.
Yeah, she's all fucked up. Real famous, what, in the early 2000s?
One of the only two celeb sex tapes with butt fucking.
Oh, she had a sex tape.
Or just her and Farrah Abraham?
Her and Farrah Abraham are the two.
No, but
butt
China.
But
they were.
These are all professional made porns. That's not sex tapes.
Let me just say that while they're presented as sex tapes, so the China porns. Okay, China porn. They're presented as the China porn. The anal stuff is a professional porn.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So but the Farrah Abraham, it was presented as a professional. Farrah Abraham thing was, they were going to release it as a sex tape with James Dean, like she was fucking him. But then it got found out, like the production got found out that they were doing it. So they just released it as an actual porn.
Yeah. Jig is up.
And then the same with Tila Tequila, it was like the sex tape, but it was a porn. They produced it as a...
That one's not shot very well for being a porn.
Yeah, but it's like these are professional sex tapes. Like, who even fucking knows, like, how, like, if Kardashian was, like, contrived and put out on purpose?
Well, a lot of people argue that.
A lot of people say
that was organized by the mom.
Yeah, and even Paris Hilton,
Paris Hilton says it was?
No, I don't know if she says it is, but I don't think so.
But you are right. If they did, it would have been really smart.
Yeah.
For all of those, if they did. For those. For
they're debutantes? What the fuck would they do?
I think they did, because why would people try to mimic that?
Dude, it was Kim Kardashian. By the way, it wasn't Kim Kardashian, like a sex tape of Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, she was fucking
the sex tape was her thing.
Yeah, that was the thing.
I mean, it wasn't like she was on a TV show and then she had a sex tape and I was like,
right,
oh shit.
Right.
Her thing was a sex tape and now she is like a...
Yeah, it was just...
Probably speaks at schools and shit now.
And that sex tape launched her family. Like, her family are all...
They were always going to be wealthy. They were a wealthy family.
But one of her sisters, like, made $1 billion, I think, doing some fucking makeup shit.
On makeup.
Like, and that's all because the show blew up, which is all because of the sex tape. Like, that's
nuts. Which, honestly, good business.
And then all...
She launched an empire.
Ryan, what's his name?
Kyle Dunnigan.
Kyle Dunnigan. Ryan Seacrest, dude. That's the guy who, like...
Oh, yeah.
Was it Ryan Seacrest sex tape?
He produced the Kardashians.
But he's the guy that was like, this should be a
weird,
TV show. That's why he's...
Dude, Kyle Dunnigan's version of Kylie Jenner. And
so funny.
Have you ever...
Yeah,
you got to pull up like Kylie Jenner and what's the other one?
You got when he does...
Kendall. It's Kylie, Kendall, and then the dad. Yeah.
Yeah, the mom.
Whatever.
Chris.
Wake up, dude.
But you got to pull up specific... Look at a little bit older ones. I'll give you a minute to look it up. But you got to pull up specifically the one with the two girls.
Caitlyn Jenner is running for fucking governor of California. I mean, like, it's insane.
Yeah. She's got a lot of yes people around her.
It's just, like, buffoonish. It's like a real politician and two, like, jokeable things.
Let's see. All right, play it.
Hey, his Caitlyn Jenner.
So fucking.
He doesn't know Howard Stern.
You're good.
Hey, girls. Crazy what's going on out there, huh?
Black guys matter.
Yeah, black guys matter. It's black lives matter, not black guys matter, you fucking idiots.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know you girls can't orgasm without one of their dongs in your asshole, so black guys matter to you.
Yeah, black guys matter.
Well, I'll tell you this. You
the original ones, they don't even talk. The other girls, they just get, they're making sounds. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, baby.
Shout out to
Kyle Dunnigan and Kurt, man, doing a bunch of fucking
They're great,
stuff.
Man.
Yeah.
Doing
all that stuff, the fucking Andrew Cuomo thing was like one of the funniest things
favorite.
I've ever seen.
I gotta watch that shit. I'm behind.
No, he's one of the best Instagram followers, Kyle.
Oh,
again.
Really?
Oh, no. It's one of the best Instagram followers.
Great.
Shit.
Is there a team now? It's like Kurt writes and Kyle like does the stuff. All
right, we get it. You're friends with Kurt.
Now I know him. Do you know that? I go back with him.
We get it. Your friend Kurt got a job writing for somebody's Instagram.
He writes for a guy's
Holy shit, what a fall from grace. Hit an Emmy.
When Kurt was getting like the Emmy and all that, we go, Kurt is going to be writing on the biggest things in the world. Just give it a few years.
Kyle Dunnigan's Instagram. Here he is.
He's also writing for Adrian Appalucci's TikTok. It's pretty cool.
Dance now. Now do a dance and loop it. Boomerang it.
Put on that filter, okay.
Put on your filter. You think you don't put the filter on?
Wow. You gotta use filters, Adrian.
Shit.
Hey guys, real quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Omigo Bidets. They have a modern bidet changing your entire bathroom experience. Jay's shitting right now. It's we're like actually doing butthole. For our audio listeners. Jay's actually taking a shit right
look
now.
Look how clean it sounds like cellophane.
No, I use an Amigo bidet, which is just a day laborer that licks my asshole clean. Is this a better product?
No, yeah, no, that's the
Well, I can't
Amigo.
Say it's a better product.
This
than
is
that,
the new that.
It is an equal product to that.
It's yeah. the new that.
And it's actually, this is cheaper and easier to install and easier to explain to your neighbors. It's very, it takes like 15 minutes to install. They attach right to your toilet. You don't need a plumber. It's all DIY. It's very easy to follow instructions. It's so much less expensive than other bidets as well. And also a way more cost efficient and earth friendly way to wipe your butt. Cause you're not using, wipes or toilet paper. You just got a bidet. You spray
paper.
A little.
There are sharks choking on paper right now, but you're not using that anymore.
Actually,
or at least you're using less.
Every time I use a bidet, I
stop hurting vicious man-eating sharks.
Every time I use my bidet, I uninstall it and throw it directly into the river.
Yeah you're ashamed of yourself for how much you loved it.
So it's not good.
Lewis just wipes his ass with a bidet and then throws it in the river.
So look, here's the deal. Really, and we really mean this, guys. Just go check out Amigo. It's a total game changer. They have a bidet for every toilet, every butt, and every budget. Go to myomigo.com/LOS. That's myomigo.com/LOS to take 15% off your entire purchase. Okay, where were we?
Bobby, do you have Tio Tequila's greatest hits of racism?
Oh, my God.
I have 5 shocking things that she's posted on.
Let's see.
Boom.
Aww.
Her
daughter. What is the caption though with that photo?
It's a Hitler baby.
I mean, yeah,
right. But,
or
there's just like a piece of black something in front of her.
But can
you? No, it's definitely a Hitler. I mean, even the hair is combed.
Are we really just gonna put like her on the hook for this and let the baby off completely?
Hitler.
I mean, the baby's wearing the hair. The
Wait,
baby
did she
has
say
the
like,
mustache.
Oh, my baby's like Hitler? Yay, I love him. Or
hair.
Was she like
hair Hitler?
It's annoying.
That would have been great if that
this
was.
This is
the...
her posing in front of Auschwitz.
Okay.
Well, I don't think
is
that's
that Auschwitz?
The... Yeah, but it's not the real Auschwitz.
Body's
it seems
right.
Like
is
it's
that
drawn.
Really Auschwitz?
Yeah. I think she's posing in front of a green screen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Put Auschwitz behind me.
Yeah, this one
anybody
seems...
Anybody could have put Auschwitz behind me.
It seems like
she... No, she was posting this on her MySpace.
Yeah. Okay. Like that picture, she may have been on the wrong side of the conflict there.
I don't know.
That,
she may have also been going in as a spy to free
the
Jews.
Nazi thing.
Ooh, that's a good point. Maybe that's her character.
This is probably her spy thing. She gets in there and she gets them all with her dicks out and then shoots them in the chest and says, get out of here, Jews. Let's all party.
Fuck off, Jews.
You guys want to party?
Let's do shots.
You guys want to watch me ride a Sibian?
There's her.
Yeah, there's her.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And who else is
who
that?
Who are those other dudes?
Dave Smith and Gavin McGinnis.
What?
Nazis wouldn't have liked
Dave Smith and
I was
Dave
there.
Smith.
I was invited to speak at a party. I didn't really know the details or who you're going to be.
Don't say
there.
You did
he goes,
not
Dave's not in the picture.
Coming.
Dave's on stage saying, throw your hands in the air, wave them like you don't care.
Wait, did they?
And if you like libertarianism and all that other shit, somebody say, oh yeah.
Wait, Heil is that the
Hitler,
caption? They did
Heil
not
Hitler,
see this.
It's
Heil
birthday.
Hitler,
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler.
Let's see. Losing touch with reality television? Let's see.
I don't think this is going to be a Nazi thing, though.
She's like, hi, guys.
Last season,
thank God none of you guys are black.
For love.
I'm a bisexual.
By the way, were there no black people? There might have been no black people.
Now
there's
a black chick, dude. When you're a whore, it doesn't really matter.
I want to take a shot at love with you, Bobby. Are you interested?
I want to take a shot at love.
The things with Bobby just didn't work out.
Watch out, everybody. This bitch is back. This time.
Yeah, I think this is just the trailer.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah, take it down.
So it's a real leap from hailing Hitler at a party to she also did a TV show that sucked.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say her opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, for sure it doesn't matter. But she'd like to tell you why she got involved.
I like to think it moved the needle, but whatever. Who knows?
Let's see why she'd like to apologize to all of us for that.
She apologizing now, let's say.
Yes.
Just for the TV show or the Nazi stuff?
When I was making those videos, that was just the demonic spirits from my ex that I slept with because I took on all his demons, right? Because when you sleep with unclean people, you have the demonic, unclean,
she's right on
sexually
that. She's,
transmitted
no, she's right
demons.
On
wait, you got to hear
so
that.
I
go back.
One with him.
You got to hear that term.
I now need to know what color the boyfriend was before I take this apology seriously.
Yeah.
You have the demonic, unclean, STDs, sexually transmitted demons. So I became one with him.
Yep.
So then I had the spirit of
rebellion. Also, working title for the Legion of Saints podcast.
Sexually transmitted demons.
Hell yeah.
That's why I was saying I was trying to be as profane as possible, vulgar as possible. That's why I was obviously, you know, you could see it was very contrived. Like,
okay. That should be our mock rap. That should be our mock rap group.
Can I go out on a limb and say I unironically, sincerely buy that? I think right.
Yes. You think, you think she believes it?
No,
I think
sexually
transmitted cum
demons?
The demon part, a little
off.
She was getting some Nazi dick. The guy convinced her to fucking do all this shit.
She's
an
dumb.
Idiot.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
She was just like, I don't know. This guy's telling me to do
this. That's a great term that Kurt actually coined, which was dick puppet.
I get it. You've toured with him.
Jesus, no, but that's Jesus. It's a great term.
She was just doing
a dick puppet where it's like you, like the dick that's inside puppet. Of you makes you talk and walk
she
how it wants
a,
you to.
She is a legitimate idiot. There's no. It's not like she was reading fucking books about World War II and saying, I actually really side with the Nazis in this
right.
conflict. She literally just thought that was the thing to do. And why would a chick like that think that's the thing to do?
Fucking a Nazi.
Because she's fucking some dude who's telling her that's the thing to do. So she goes, I got those sexually transmitted demons. I'm with her. I bet you that's what happened.
We've all had sexually transmitted demons, whatever version of that is, right?
Like, I don't know if I've taken
what's
on...
What's your version of that?
I don't know if I've taken on interest I didn't have.
This is why I say the huh? N-word so much.
Really? Conversation with women.
What do you mean?
You that's an interest that you don't... All right. It's a bad joke.
No, I get it. I get your point, though, too. You probably didn't want to talk to half of the people you've talked to.
That's all of us.
Definitely not after you came.
So that's at least taking on some interest.
Yeah.
You're taking on the interest in that person for the moment.
Yeah, you feel.
Pussy demons.
What that is, like, you whatever you're faking in that moment, you know, it's that. But
no,
she's
I'm saying,
faking
I've never
Nazism.
I've never done, like, if someone's like, are you really into the ballet? And I go, oh my God. Like, yes.
Am
of
I?
Of course. Like, yeah. Like, please.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, are you really into the ballet? And Jay goes, can we talk about the Nazis?
Yeah.
I'm into Nazis.
Yeah. I have like three topics. Nazis is two of them. No, yeah.
Let's switch gears in a second. You want to do plugs?
I forgive her. As a Jew, I forgive her.
I do too. As a newly realized Jew, yes.
I think I think she should be let off the hook.
I'm on the fence. As a Jew. As a half Jew. I'm half in, half out.
Which half?
Yeah,
am I Jewish or mother's?
Oh, so you're Jew.
Yeah.
But is your Jew half forgiving her? I don't care about that other dumb half.
I don't know.
That half
Dave.
Doesn't get a say.
My Nazi half cheers her on.
Yeah, obviously. You know your what? Nazi half is pissed off about the apology.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing, bitch? Fucking stick to your guns.
You were our leader.
Louis, you gave him new plugs, you said?
Yeah, let's do some plugs. Let's get him out of the way. Chris from Brooklyn.
I got two podcasts. One of them's right here on Gas Digital, High Society Radio, Thursdays at 8. And then I have Notes of a Goon. That's me mostly yelling at Mike Harrington. And then I'm in Boston with Rob Bernstein on July 17th. We're going to be getting fucked up.
Hell yeah.
Come through. He's doing a live podcast. Everyone's going to Smoke Out, Bug Out, where it's all sorts of weird weed competitions. It's going to be a really fun time.
Hell yeah. Look at that. Fucking Skankfest this Friday, the 9th, in Providence, Rhode Island. One show only. Me and Lewis, 8 p.m. We booked this way too soon.
Way
go grab
too
tickets,
soon.
Please.
Yeah. Christina.
Buffalo, New York. Corinne and Fisher and I are at Helium July 15th through the 18th. And listen to Guys We Fucked on Luminary and Christina Hutch on social media and Christine Hutchinson on Patreon.
Hell yeah. I got some live stuff coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com if you want to see me live. Obviously this Friday night in Providence. But then next weekend, I will be in Bridgeport, Connecticut at the Stress Factory. 8 p.m. shows headlining with Zach and Miko. And then 10 p.m. Depraved shows featuring Jessica Kirsten, Colin Turrell, Aaron Berg, and more. A bunch of comics going to be on those shows. The Depraved, the dirtiest show touring the country right now. And then the following weekend, I'll be in San Diego at the American Comedy Company, Los Angeles, doing The Depraved at the Comedy Store on the 26th. Then I'll be Uncle Vinny's all the end of the month in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, and I'm back at Stress Factory again with The Depraved on August 4th with Joe List, Rich Voss, and a bunch of other fucking comics. It's going to be incredible. Grab all those tickets at lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. You get access to everything on demand, all at once, all uncensored, all in one place. And remember, grab your Skankfest tickets this Monday, July 12th, 8 a.m. Eastern, the greatest comedy festival, the only comedy party in the world, is coming to Houston, Texas, November 5th through 7th. So grab those tickets. Do not miss out. Skankfest.net.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This weekend coming up, everyone, Appleton, Wisconsin. First time there. Let's make it good. After that, Spokane, Washington. Spokane. I got yelled at that a few times. Spokane, Washington. I'll be out there the weekend after that and a bunch of dates. I have Stress Factory, I believe, coming up in August, which I think Dave Smith might do with me. We're in talks.
Sick.
We're in talks.
Talk, yeah.
But a whole bunch of dates. Denver's coming up.
Send your best offer over to my people.
Send your best offer. Besides that, of course, Bonfire, Monday through Friday, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Oh, also, 29th in Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field, this big show. They're going to cancel if nobody buys tickets. It's
Where
funny.
Where are you performing it?
In the Lincoln Financial. Shit. But it's like on the side. It's like for 5,000 people.
Wow.
But as of right now, I think it's for like 250 people.
Okay.
And the Love Master, Craig Shoemaker, is falling to pieces.
Jay has been selling out on the road, so he figured he could probably fill a 60,000 stadium.
In Philly.
And, no, this is what happened.
He goes, let's step this up 7 notches.
I'll tell you exactly what's happened. I was asked to do a show. Would you want to do this show in Philadelphia? I said, absolutely. It's been a daily, multiple dozen text thread with 6 other comics and a bunch of like Eagles, like PR people. Philadelphia Eagles PR.
Like it's just an offer you couldn't turn down. Like, do you want to take the game winning shot?
I absolutely would have shut it down if I knew this. I thought it was like, do you want to do the show? Like, yes.
Are you headlining it? This is you.
I don't think so.
Golden Press. No,
it's not just me.
There's
like 7 comics on.
Wow. Okay.
It's the Love Master Craig Shoemaker show.
Okay. Got it.
But he's like a comic. He's like a, you don't remember the Love Master?
Yeah. Come on, baby.
It's the Love Master and like Touray from Philly.
Oh, I love Touray, yeah.
Aunt Mary Pat.
Oh my God, I love Aunt Mary Pat on Instagram.
Sure.
Oh, how he's doing?
All right, wrap up this plug.
I'm
just talking about stuff right now. It's the 29th. Buy tickets. I'm just talking about this wacky show that's happening.
Thank you. Well, they're playing the plug music.
Oh, okay. Stop playing the plug music. I'll tell you about the show. Guys.
Jesus Christ.
What do you want to get into next?
I want to do Who's Most Justified.
Yeah? No porn star? No dead porn star?
Most Justified using the N-word!
Oh, man.
All right. It's everybody's favorite game. Who's Most Justified using the N-word? We're not saying that anybody's justified, but technically one of them is the most justified. I'd like to welcome our guests today, Christina Hutchinson and Chris from Brooklyn. Thank you guys for being here with us on a special day on Who's Most Justified using the N-word. Bobby, do we have our first contestant? Tell us a little something about this one, Bobby.
This is a poor old white lady who got caught saying the wrong thing.
Wrong place, wrong time, as they say.
Ready?
Usually I say this in my home to other whites.
I Jay-Z on camera. Gang in this bitch.
This is a message to all you white people. If you're going to say that N-word, I don't care if you're a man, woman, or child, just won't have to.
Gang in his bitch, gang, folk, gang, gang, gang. He finna RKO her.
You said the N-word earlier, right?
Yeah, that's you.
The 1957 son.
I'm
55,
yes.
RKO!
Do you mind?
That's a very old video.
Wait, did she use the N-word?
She said, do you mind at the end of the RKO?
No, said that he asked her, did you say the N-word earlier?
No, but at the very end, I'm pretty sure I caught her say, do you mind?
Yeah. That was an emotionally and strange.
That's not
a
good.
Very weird.
What I thought he was going to do to what he did to how different she looked at the end of the video from the beginning of the video. Like, it was a very
what's it called? An RKO?
He tried to RKO out of nowhere.
Can I tell you, that
woman, failed. He couldn't even get
he didn't RKO an old lady?
Oh, what's
Randy
RKO?
Orton would kick that guy in the head.
Yeah.
It's a professional wrestling
It's what
move.
He went for. I'll tell you.
It would have been pretty funny had he landed it.
Yeah. She had tremendous RKO defense. She resisted it perfectly.
Dude, if he would have put her in the pedigree, like just kicked her in the stomach.
Damn, that bitch is a strong core.
She flips him. She does the reverse.
Oh, my God. He tombstoned her.
Her core is so strong.
Yeah, look. If you're going to hit an old lady... you're going to...
You got
to
hit her with the stunner. You hit her with some...
Yeah, pro wrestling moves. It works.
Listen, if you're going to try to pull a professional wrestling move off on an old lady, which I don't recommend you do...
Right.
Then you have to land it. Yeah. This should be a move you've practiced.
Looks like he didn't land it on purpose.
Look at that, boom.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think it
was he knew it was
I think it was like more to scare her right. in some way, but it was
no.
also just
no,
like,
no.
But this was during
don't you
dude,
let him off the hook
ass
like that.
No, you're wrong. Right into the ground.
I know, but
I'm telling you what he could have done if he just would
I almost think that one
he purposely didn't grab if he grabbed her even slightly for real, grabbed her, he's bringing her down with it. At least bring her down the ground.
I credit her defense.
Can I say
that
we didn't hear her actually say the N-word, but here's the thing. What I'm deducing from this video is those are a bunch of young black men that are willing to RKO an old lady. She may be a little justified. I mean, look,
it
I don't
seems
know what came
like
first.
They're,
the chicken or the egg.
These guys seem to be
chicken
working.
Chicken or the N-word.
Yeah. These guys are working to justify her using the N-word. I don't know that she even used the N-word.
Gotcha,
I don't know if she was justified using the N-word.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
These
either,
guys
but
are trying to convince you that her instincts were right to use.
Well, basically, earlier, he snatched her to figure four rather than tap. She just said the N-word.
If she said the N-word, this behavior is not going to turn her around. She's not going to wake up tomorrow and be like, maybe I should watch my mouth.
Yeah.
Are they justified in RKO?
She's like, they did the exact thing I knew they would if they heard.
She didn't go.
But I was ready to die.
Right, she wakes up the next morning. She goes, you know, they're people just like us. They RKO people.
Turns out she was a psychic. all right, so let's go to the next video.
Bobby, tell us a little something about number two.
By the way, also just the last thought on that. We didn't even hear her say the word. Correct. And he went up to her and said, you said that earlier.
Which she did say. She did say yes.
Did she?
I think she acknowledged that she had said.
I thought she just
yeah, she did. She said, I was talking to that one, not you.
Okay.
I believe.
It was all jumbled.
All right. I never heard her
she
say
was
it.
In on it.
Next week.
Goes, you call it in the N-word? He goes, hey, you, him, the other, I don't know. Yes.
You're
that's a
alike.
Super old video. That's from when people were, that was like a meme. RKO out of nowhere. They were putting Randy Orton on people falling, and then people just started doing it and posting it on YouTube.
Yeah, that does sound vaguely familiar. I remember the memes of it. I didn't know people
I don't
actually
remember
do
this
I didn't know that
all.
Became the knockout game in the hood was just RKOing people.
Well, you're selling yourself out more than anything when you do it, so it's like.
What's RKO stand for? Real knockout?
Probably something Randy something Orton.
Yeah.
What?
That's his initials.
Yeah.
The wrestler's initials.
RKO out of nowhere.
Oh.
It's not a great move in a real fight.
No.
No, it's the diamond cutter. It's saying you sell yourself out completely, like that guy did. The most you could hope for is to drag them down with you, and they hit your face on their face on your shoulder.
All right, let's see the next one.
Next, we have a Baltimore teacher who got a little too frustrated with her classroom.
I'm going to say I already assume this is the most justified.
Get out of my class! Get out of my class!
She's taking everything personally.
Get out!
Touch the boo-boo.
Why are they dressed like Double Dare contestants?
Who else doesn't want to be here? All of you?
What?
Man, she's really.
Of course.
She's holding in a lot.
Wow, this Nintendo game N-word video is fucking.
She's already been thinking about saying the word for a while.
Pause there for a second. There was rewind it for 10 seconds because there's a moment where she goes. I don't want this job anymore. There's a moment.
Yeah.
You see it.
She goes, fuck all this shit.
She's like, I make $32,000 a year.
She goes, one of these kids
is going to
murder
care.
Me. I want to go home. I'm wearing this stupid shirt.
She's thinking.
You're idiots.
Yep.
When you want to be on the podcast, nigger is going to get shot.
Oh, she went hard on it.
That guy's face is incredible. Whoa.
He's like, in a million years, I never thought she'd go. I never thought we'd break her. Oh, Miss Denise. Oh, Miss Denise, we broke her.
Wow.
She was pretty breakable.
Wow.
This bitch pretty breakable.
Pull that moment. Pull that moment.
That was
back.
Fucking wild. This whole time, this video is wild.
That's crazy.
When did this come out? And how did we not see it?
This kid is like, no.
This kid's like,
fucking way.
This kid's like,
Best day of my life.
This kid's like, yeah, we're on the news tomorrow. Yeah. We are on the news. Look at that.
Oh. Just pull it back a little bit.
Miss Denise done did it now.
Oh, wait, that's a Dr. Seuss.
Miss Denise going to be spending a lot more time with her cats.
Oh, yeah, no,
it's
wow.
Back. It's back a little bit.
Just give, yeah, give us like 10 seconds.
Right there, that's good.
Wait, she said podcast?
Punk ass. It's going to get shot.
Punk ass and then a hard ER. Wow.
It's going to get shot.
I would say before she launches into that, listen, she's clearly lost her cool. I got to say, I don't know what it would be like to try to teach a classroom like that. Like, what it'd be like to try to, like...
Looks like that, pretty much.
Look, we all saw Dangerous Minds. That's not the way you do it. Yeah. No.
You turn
she had a
chair,
dance with them.
You turn your tanner backwards. Yeah, put on a tight leather jacket, maybe.
She goes off on that rant. She comes back the next day, and she's like, all right, look. We're going to an amusement park. If you give me a fucking C+.
You delete that video off your phone.
It's a water park. Yes. You can wear t-shirts or not, whatever. Up to you guys. I'm not going to call you a punk ass anything.
Let's just go. But she was trying to go. She had a moment where she just snapped. And she was trying to go, I'm trying to teach you. And you have the chance right now to like learn some shit. And instead you're doing this. And you're just like, fuck it. Like, I feel like that's what she's trying to do.
With those kids.
But she snapped.
Her sentiment wasn't super wrong.
Dude, no.
Everything
she
said was wrong.
She was trying to get through to these kids.
She did a bad job. A very bad job of it.
She shouldn't be a teacher.
She shouldn't have done it that way. Oh, absolutely.
If you're that impatient.
Shouldn't have done it that way.
Should be a teacher. Yeah.
I'm sure her patience was not that.
That's fair.
It's the sentiment, though. I don't have.
You fucking idiots.
What do you mean
I am up here trying.
She may
be justified. To give you knowledge. I'm trying to read you things
they
that if you know, your life will be
better. She's saying she doesn't want them to be.
She's like, look, you have a choice and you're
it is what she's saying.
This.
She is saying, like, I'm trying to help you not be
here.
This.
She's like, I am up here. I have the antidote to this. And you won't.
It's like a bull.
By the way, says Dave who won't take the vaccine. Kind of ironic.
Because this is a real problem. This isn't COVID. This is something that matters.
Dude, go. Let's see the rest of this video. This is crazy.
The rest? Oh,
there's more?
There's more?
This is an hour, this is a minute and 45 seconds.
Oh,
we're only a minute in.
Be a man. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
What happened to her? What's the follow-up
last
on that?
Last 45 seconds is a remix of that.
There has to be a follow-up.
She
on
was
what
sent
superintendent
to
of that district now.
She got 2 weeks counseling and a promotion. So,
all those kids are in AP calculus now. She really did her job.
they responded.
The
that one kid in the front finally beat Oregon Wait. Trail.
When she got when she got arrested that night, all those kids stood outside the jail and did like a slow clap.
Was
Mr. Denise don't want us to be in the streets.
Was that movie with James Belushi?
James.
The principal.
The principal.
Yeah, dude. Or the other one with...
Stand By Me?
Stand By Me. You want to smoke crack? You want to smoke crack, boy?
No, it's Lean On Me.
Lean On Me, yeah.
Lean On Me. Sorry.
Yeah. Stand By Me, they found a body in the woods.
Yeah.
Come on, smoke some crack. This is what you're doing.
Yeah. Look off the side of that roof.
You're doing the same thing.
I'll push you.
And he's like, what are you boys doing? I'm like, we learned how to sing doo-wop for you. Like, shooby-dooby. Like, that's good. You're the president of school now. He had no idea what's going on.
Black education.
Yeah.
You're my head teacher.
Take your headphones off in math class.
Why
are you getting pregnant in between classes?
Just yelling at him to not do the most obvious things ever.
Why are you getting pregnant in between? Pull up the trailer first. Is it Stand By Me or
Lean On Me?
Pull up the trailer for Lean On Me, dude. It's so fucking
you
funny.
Just call
dude.
Him Crazy Joe?
Joe Clark.
Now you call him Batman.
My mom went to that high school.
Hell yeah.
It was
the Welcome to the Jungle part.
Welcome to Eastside High. My mom went to Eastside High and she dropped out of that high school. It's in New Jersey. Or maybe there was another lie that my mother told me.
Maybe.
We're just
is it in Paterson,
now?
New Jersey? She's a fucking lying cunt.
Dude, the trailer is almost not worth it.
She
watch
also
the
told
opening...
me she was friends with Madonna.
You have to watch the opening scene of it, what it is, Bobby.
This is a chance for us to make some changes. Go in and see if we can turn this thing around.
I mean, nobody else wants the job.
Yeah, it's Paterson, New Jersey. It is. She wasn't lying.
Wow.
And then Joe Clark.
This is where I was born.
Take out your pencils and write. I want the name. Every hoodlum, drug dealer, and miscreant on my desk by noon today.
Right, but then, sir, we only need one teacher.
Crazy Joe? Well, now they can call me Batman.
Crazy. For padlocking the doors.
You know me 30 years. You know what I would do.
Crazy for changing the rules.
I want all of you to look at this slovenly, sloppy boy.
He's abused him.
Not to dress.
But Joe Clark was only crazy about one thing. The
white pussy.
Cared about.
I love some white pussy.
You are here for one reason.
This was a great movie, by the way.
Lean on Me was great. It was ridiculous.
Morgan Freeman stars.
True story, dude. My mom went to that school.
Yeah, she turned out great.
Yeah, she went to the school before it was turned around.
Yeah,
it was the old version.
That's where they go.
Joe Clark threw her off a roof.
I mean, literally, at the end of it, they're like, their testimony was like, Mr. Clark took me for my abortion. He held my hand the whole time. You don't, why don't put him in jail? I like the one with Samuel L. Jackson when he started murdering the kids.
Oh, yeah. What was the other one? The Bon Gang Kids
187.
Bon Anna Way was
the power of one.
He was a substitute, and then he's like
or only the
for
strong.
Years.
Only the strong.
Yeah, he was a Brazilian dance fighting teacher.
It's Only the Strong, I think.
Hell yeah,
is that one? But then, but yeah, the Sam Jackson's great, just murdering the Hispanic gangs.
Well, he was a substitute. They fuck him up. Then he goes away for a long time. Comes back to kill.
It's a kill. But just the bad kids.
Long Game. Nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he doesn't fucking. He doesn't kill any of the good
What was the other one? Was it Tom Berenger?
Yeah, yeah. That they made
Tom
like four
Berenger
of those.
Tom Berenger made a. Yeah, he was the substitute, dude.
And he was like a.
He did not take any
Green
shit.
Beret or some shit.
Yeah, dude.
I think he was like there.
Right.
He did not watch
now.
The same movies.
Wasn't a substitute eventually a cyborg?
What?
Was he?
It
like
was the oldest.
Five?
I think it was the oldest brother from Step by Step.
Dude, fucking
Sasha, whatever.
Didn't you have a joke about Dangerous Minds?
I don't know.
No, maybe no, it was no. Just that's a Bill Burr, fucking Bill Burr joke. That's one
what
of the best jokes ever. Where he goes, they keep making this movie.
Oh, yes, it is Bill Burr.
He goes, could there just be one time where they make the movie accurate, where they go in the first day and they go, there's no help in these people. Yeah, yeah. Dude, that's one of the best jokes ever, dude.
I gotta go to work every day and park my car here?
That's a great fucking bit.
God damn.
Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. So we got to take a moment and thank them because they really do. They do provide an incredible service.
The Lord's work in these times.
Professional counseling done securely online. Everyone started using Skype and Zoom and everything during the pandemic. BetterHelp's been doing this for years. A very convenient way to meet up with a licensed professional therapist anywhere in the world. Very easy to get a new one. Very easy to try it out and see if you like it. Therapy is an intimidating thing to get into. And if you could do it from your bedroom on a computer.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. And I'll say that. Anyone, like if you are listening to this show, you need therapy.
Oh, for sure.
And therapy really has helped everyone on this show, plenty of the guests. Like, it's not just about like digging into your childhood issues. It's about just like figuring out how to do day-to-day things better.
Deal with everything going on.
This is an easy way to do it. If you're intimidated to go like actually like fucking like spend tons of money and go into an office.
If you're too much of a fat loser pussy to do that.
Which you are.
Hate yourself.
Which you are. And that's why you need therapy.
Here's what's great about it. Once you sign up for it, they're going to match you with your licensed professional therapist, and they're going to communicate with you within 48 hours. 2 days, you'll be speaking to somebody. So if you go to betterhelp.com/LOS, you'll join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. New testimonials from users are posted daily. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. It's betterhelp.com/LOS. BetterHelp.com/LOS to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/LOS for 10% off your first month. All right, let's get back into it.
All right, let's go to the next. Who's most justified?
Bobby, tell us a little something about number three.
This is a white mom who got a little too angry inside a grocery store.
Uh-oh. You were one of those permanently, motherfucker.
Do it.
Go ahead, I will.
Do it.
Sit down. Don't you dare talk to me in front of my kids like that, motherfucker.
the cock. He grabbed me. Why is it not even worth it?
Why is it? It's right. It's from Hitler. That's why. Because they're fucking dinners and he's gay.
Oh, don't say that.
Eric.
Oh, don't say
oh,
that.
Oh, come on.
Oh, don't say
you're going to make him angry in my that store guy, now.
That guy looked at the black people and then looked back at her and went,
Gabrielle. That. Come on. That sets him off, you know.
Baby.
That's the thing. That's the red button you're pushing.
I feel so bad for those kids.
Oh, shit. By the way, this is a walk in the park for these kids. This is every other day. This is every other day for these kids. Waiting in line for fast food. She's the whole deal all the time.
No, it's a, this is a particular.
Look, your daughter's in the back yawning.
That makes me sad. Those two little girls, to have that as their mother.
Motherfucker.
Poor girl.
Every time she says it, one of them punches the other one in the arm is like, jinx.
How do you say these things in front of your kids, motherfucker?
Oh, wow. Sure.
She was so angry, though, that I, in a weird way, like, the justification there is the anger. Like, you've crossed a line where you're so mad. Yeah. You, like...
I just don't, yeah, I don't know. Those are the only videos, right?
No,
there's one more.
There's one more.
Man. Wow.
That's three.
That's three. Well, we have a fourth one on
here. It says there's a fourth one.
Oh, I mean, we have a fourth. Let me see.
Go to a fourth, whatever.
Let's do it.
I mean, look, that one.
She was a teacher also, that lady.
Oh. No, that wasn't the teacher one.
No, she told us.
It says Sacrament.
Teacher. I have that video, but it's audio only.
Oh, okay.
She was a teacher, too. Well, that day.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, she was a teacher.
There's one more. I'm sorry.
She taught those black people not to talk shit.
Oh, my God.
So let's hear the audio. Thank you.
Do you want to hear the Baltimore one? I'm sorry.
No, we already did that. Let's do the man walks up to doorstep.
Yeah,
oh, that one. Hold on. It's like 6 minutes long. Do you
have that still? He's like, nah.
Really, everybody's just impressed he can hold a note for that long?
Yeah, you gotta tap somebody else. Goes, nah.
It's the Kenny G of N-words.
I vetoed that one because it was too long, and he only gets to it at the very end when the cops are.
When Bobby vetoes something, he just talks like an Italian guy.
It's not funny. We
ain't doing that one.
No, it's just really long. Thanks, Alex. And okay. it doesn't get to the point until the very end.
All right, we're judging those three.
I have another one with a Karen.
Okay,
yeah, go for it.
I hate when white people use the term Karen. It drives me out of my mind.
Why? Yeah.
I was with a rich friend recently, and we threw garbage into like a garbage bin we weren't supposed to throw garbage into. Like it was like a store, like one thing. And then the woman came out and she was like, hey, you guys aren't supposed to do that. He's like, whatever, Karen. And then he like drove off and like beeped at her. And
was
I
was a white
like,
guy? That
yes. I was like, what do we do? It was like, you're a rich white person.
Right, right.
You can't.
Yeah, like it's there are people, I get it, in the COVID thing, there were people who were like so annoyingly cunty, like you're not 6 feet apart or you don't have your mask on. And so the term
so
kind
of
made sense.
Their life.
But then it just came to like anyone who like says anything about any rule ever. Like if
right.
someone's just like you're
anyone
not
calls
like you're not supposed
managed.
To shit in the middle of this store and they're like, all right, Karen, like
buddy,
whatever.
I was waiting for a pickup order outside of a restaurant, so I was smoking a cigarette outside of it, like basically right off the curb in the street. And there's like a waiting area. It's not even outdoor seating to eat, it's like a waiting area that's in there. And there was a lady, an older lady, just sitting there with like a mask over her face. And like she starts saying something to me. I'm far away from her. I'm 12 yards away from her easy. And she's like almost waving me over. And I'm like, what are you saying, miss? And she goes, can you not smoke around me? I had eye surgery and it's going to bother me. And I went, oh, and my first thing I just went, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, am I near you at all? And she was just like, oh, forget it. And she just like walks off. That's weird behavior. Just
no
like,
one's
just
ever listened to her a day in her life. Yeah, yeah.
It's just crazy to call me. I have to come to her for understand what she's saying. And she's like, can you not smoke around me? I go, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm nowhere even kind of near you. Bizarre.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, show us the Karen one, Bobby.
Oh, please, let's see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My town. Get away from me.
Oh, God.
You're a dumb bitch, for real.
Oh, yeah, he just met me. He likes me.
What?
He just
tell them to stay away from
pause
me.
It. So this is an act, Dave. You pointed this out in the past before.
Fight or flight.
This is a crazy person.
Well,
this is mentally.
This is somebody who's been in fight or flight their whole life.
That's what the Karen thing I remember became real quick, and I did mention as a bunch that it became a thing where it's like, oh, when I see a crazy person, I'm gonna pull out my camera and try to humiliate them publicly.
Right.
Online.
Their psyche
and
is
like,
broken.
This is literally
a paranoid schizophrenic.
Yes, like and this, and you see them.
There's
then,
a lot of them.
And now it's become this thing where you're like, you're all just mocking mentally ill people.
Yeah, she's not just like a bitchy doing. Lady.
No, she's not like, a Karen or a cunt.
Yeah.
She's like a lunatic who has voices in her head that are saying
crazy shit. Is off her
shit.
Meds, might be, have a family, like, looking for her somewhere. Yeah. Like, she stopped taking her medicine and bailed.
I mean, I think this lady's about to get on a beach cruise or bicycle.
Yeah, maybe. None of
that
that's
crazy.
None of that contradicts anything that we said.
I mean, to yell
she's
all this shit and then to get off to
on
leave on a very fun on a very fun vehicle is so hilarious.
She's taking out of her backpack. I want to see this.
A low rider bike.
Yeah.
I was in there trying to get.
She takes out an umbrella out of her backpack and bikes off.
Somebody who says we're niggers and you're gonna keep killing us. What are you talking about?
That guy's white.
You don't know that.
You dumb bitch.
Is that white arm?
It could be.
This is the world we fucking live in. That's crazy.
Like, these guys should walk away.
She's crying like, saying, I don't want to be your friend.
Like, they should walk away.
Yeah, she's not there.
Yeah, this is a bunch of 25-year-old guys bullying a mentally handicapped person.
But somehow we're supposed to think they're, like, on the side of social justice.
And somehow we,
like,
this is,
first off,
they're stealing our bit.
But, by the way, it's
somehow,
it's kind of been done.
Did it first.
No, but like you're a bunch of 25-year-old men.
First of all, these
standing
are not
around
black guys.
A fat fucking like middle-aged woman.
She's
like,
not fat.
She's pretty
big.
Fat.
No,
John
she's
mentally. I just looked at the racist live chat.
She's mentally challenged, but she's a big fat sloppy pig.
Great comment. I just looked at the racist live chat. John Loncock says clearly these niggas were fucking with her. Hell yeah, John Loncock.
I mean, like, they're literally a bunch of young men standing around.
White
men,
by the way.
Yeah, those are white guys.
Yeah, and I don't give a shit.
That was the
race
black
they are.
Young teens. Remember that shit?
But whatever race they are, you're standing around a woman at this point talking shit. You should
you
never
know where
be
the
in that situation.
Going.
It doesn't matter what saying, a chick fucking says.
No matter
there
what it is,
be
like,
four dudes
like,
standing
should,
around her talking shit.
This shouldn't
her,
be
like,
the.
This
should
thing.
Be taken out of the three videos because that's literally just like I said. It's a like she's most justified because she's. Chemically has no idea what she's doing.
Yeah, she won't be.
She also doesn't say it in the video, and they call her
no,
that.
Well, she
they're
said
not.
It.
They're
she
certainly.
Said it.
She said
it. Said it. That was a hard.
Well, they
it.
Certainly weren't justified.
Yeah, no,
no. It was like a bunch
the,
of,
they're
like
the
a bunch
bad
of young,
guys.
Young white dudes fucking with her.
I can't go start talking shit to a crazy person and then go like I'm outraged about what that crazy person said when I was talking shit to them. Like that's there's a crazy.
Aliens visited her last night. Racist bitch.
Color.
All right, so
this Karen came up and said, I have to get out of her yard because the aliens have to land there. It's like, bitch, I'll park where I want to park, bitch, because I'm black. I can't park here. Like, you're focusing
fire
on the wrong thing.
So weird.
You're focusing on the wrong part of this. Telling me I'm black and I can't park in front of a place.
All right, so let's see. So there's the old lady who retroactively, we find out she said the N-word. But then these black kids try to RKO her. So, I mean, that's pretty just. I don't know. Like, was she justified first? Or
this,
after?
Is a, this is the toughest one.
If I was a Terminator.
I think that old lady
if I was
won,
a Terminator,
she
dude, she's most justified. If I was a Terminator, as soon as he RKO'd her, if you just see me land naked on my hand on the ground, you give me your clothes.
Then there is the Sacramento teacher.
The teacher.
Teacher.
She no, was trying to educate at least. Like she was the only one doing teacher. A thing
that's
that was
true.
Valid in these.
She just in her moment of anger, the sentiment was her trying to like make this point of like, no, I'm trying to help you.
She's like, I have to use harsh words to get through to you kids. Like, they probably curse all day in class. She's lost control in this. So it's
she's
like
lost
whatever's happening,
listen,
it's like she's
I
lost
don't it. Here's the thing about the teacher you gotta remember too. We didn't see in the video what that initial kid did that got him kicked out, but she was furious
she
about
was
it.
Yeah,
whatever
she was,
it
she was
is
at that second
did.
Level
she
of scream, like,
she
got
was,
out.
She was just lost her mind
also,
over what that
possibly not
kid
American?
Did.
Can and I then, throw that out there?
I think, huh? I think she's American.
I think she was American. Really? She seemed American, but she was so angry about what that kid did, and then everyone else in the class was laughing about that. I just have a feeling what that kid did was pretty wild.
Like what?
It's Baltimore, by the way, so I don't know if you saw The Wire.
He might.
But that's what's going on. Like, the same thing. Remember, that was a school system, too.
What was the third one?
It was Dookie. She threw Dookie out.
The third one.
The mom in the store.
Oh, the mom in the store.
Oh, the mom in the store. Ah, oh, with her kids. Yeah, that was rough.
That's just
anger.
Yeah. That was just a moment of anger, and her kids are there. She shouldn't let herself.
No justification. You're there with your two fucking kids.
Yeah,
you
she's
can't
not justified.
Say shit
she
like
shouldn't
that.
Be saying shit yeah, like you that. Want
the,
you your
here's the problem. When your kids, that's the best she could be, is when her kid's fucking right there, and she's still let go. So, you know, she's not justified at all.
She's an awful person. All right, listen.
It's I'll teacher or RKO.
I'll start this off. Okay,
please.
And you know, I was trying my best to defend that teacher. I never defend public school teachers, and she is clearly a public school teacher.
They were wearing uniforms.
What you think, Catholic?
I don't know. It was all maybe
justified.
It could have been.
I
a Catholic
I also think
school.
It was an all boys school because she said you all of you young men.
No, because
like
there was
that.
A girl in her
yeah,
face standing there.
Yeah.
So maybe she was just talking to the boys.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe she had lost it. I wanted to be on her side. She was trying to teach them and give them knowledge. She was there for a good purpose. But you are a teacher, and that is the job. And the way to do that right there is not to drop a hard ER N-bomb.
Yeah.
The woman, the old lady, called a group of people the N-word, who later went on to RKO her.
Poorly.
She was right. Like, she was right to call that group of people any derogatory name you could call them if they were the type of people who would go
RKO
and try to
lady.
RKO an old lady.
Who probably is also crazy.
Yes.
It's like a homeless lady who's probably also a lunatic.
I'll tell you what, if at the end of that video, justified. She like walked in and just sat back in her storefront that says like psychic. She's like a clairvoyant. She goes, now get out of here.
Christina.
I don't think anyone is ever justified in saying that word.
All right.
We know.
No, so the lady
the game
in the first
is
video.
Who is?
The first video.
Edit that what she just said out of the episode. Sure. They're going to be stricken from the record.
The first video, she was in on it.
Okay, we can't edit so it. We don't have viral. Those capabilities, but I will ask the audience to strike that from the record.
From your memory.
Okay. Do not remember.
Can I have it as a drop for my show?
Of course. So go ahead. What were you saying?
I think that first lady was in on it because why would that guy RKO her and not actually slam her to the ground? She's an old lady and he knew what he was doing because it seemed like he understood that move. So she was in on it.
So
that
think
means
that she was in.
He requested
this,
that she said that.
Let me ask you a question. You think that this 70-year-old crazy bag lady was hanging out with these 20-year-old black
kids? I think.
You really fucking
no,
Alex Jones.
I think those
that
kids. I think those kids.
I have calling bullshit
lady.
On this whole thing.
The kids came
that
up.
That is
to
a
the
crazy
lady,
leap.
And it was like maybe we can get her in on this. That's
no,
what I think.
I don't think so.
Sure, you're taking a wild.
We're all video. Using our imaginations here, and that's mine. Okay.
No,
so
but
who's
that
more
was...
justified? To you? What do you?
Well,
say?
That would make her very justified
because he was in on it. So then, okay.
Wow.
Chris, that's the way a woman's mind works, folks.
Yeah, well, it is.
That was concocted.
Yeah.
It is tough because like that lady was a teacher. She was trying, but that's not what you do. That RKO was terrible, and I do believe that those guys were actually trying to RKO her. So maybe she's just justified because
can
they
I
were
jump
bad
in
they were
you,
bad at pro
the
wrestling.
Most justified.
But hold on, yeah. Let me jump in here because when she said the N-word, they hadn't RKO'd her yet. Now, look, she might
and
have
she
had...
Yeah, but they had DDT'd her like 3 or 4 times, Louis. We don't know. We're all imagining.
Yeah, yeah,
sort
yeah.
Of
Louis, you can't say just because she kept rising up like the Undertaker that means
like
that it's not okay on your third Undertaker.
Just
because
she no-sold the tombstone before the RKO came.
Yeah, I just feel like, and whereas, yes, she was intuitive... She could have been wrong. She didn't know. I think that teacher was trying to help those fucking kids.
That's
and
not
she
how
was
you help them.
Hold on. She was trying to shock them. And she was trying to say, hey, I'm here.
That's what I think. I think in her head, Gangsta's Paradise was playing while she was saying that. I think she was. She was like, I'm going to get right on their level right now and fucking tell them, like, what do you want to be? Yeah. It's like, or let me help you.
Yes.
And
I think that's the justification. Not only...
She did it all wrong. She did it all wrong. But
no,
I think her
I think
intent...
Those kids, those
I'm
think,
thinking about intent.
Hell yeah.
Hold on, play it again.
Play it. Play the video.
I'm the type of fool that come around and saying, and what are my students with the...
Can I go with them mentally?
Do you want to be a dead nigga shot in the night? Say prayers in the streetlights.
Yeah, for me.
Do you want to read this book? Or do you want to be a bunch of dumbass? What do you want?
I hear Dave. I hear Dave's argument for the first lady. I do agree with that. At the end of the day, they did exactly what her fear was. They do if you do. But again, it's all like
manifest.
It's like a picture of yourself in a mirror, holding a mirror. You know, it goes back and forth 1,000 times. It's too complicated to figure out. The teacher, I do believe,
getting philosophical with this.
I do think the teacher believed in some way. She was like trying to like just hit him on that level. So
otherwise, she wouldn't have gotten so mad.
I say teacher as well.
I say teacher.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with mentally ill bicycle lady. I think she was the most justified.
So two teacher.
Because also always funny to call non-black people.
No, bicycle lady's out of the contest.
No, we called her.
Oh, okay.
We took her out.
Fuck. Then I think I got to go teacher also.
All right, three teacher.
Wow,
teacher
you're a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, that teacher from Baltimore.
I didn't vote for her, but I do understand the argument.
And not that pro wrestling exhibition that was the first video.
Hey, look, if she had called them the N-words right after the RKO, this is the big factor right there. If it was after the RKO, it would be undoubtedly.
Listen, undoubtedly.
But we're not time travelers, Dave.
That's true. I'm just of the opinion that the fact that they did that and were those type of people who could do that.
Look, she must have cut a hellacious promo on those boys before they did that shit.
I mean, something, whatever preceded that, I'm going to
bet. Me tell you something, Sonny. Yeah.
Let me tell
you
something.
Keep hanging out and making noise outside of my window on July 13th in Madison Square Garden,
I'm going to call the cops.
So she won.
She wins. She's the winner.
Teacher,
what did she win?
Teacher wins.
What did she win?
Well, not her job.
Yeah, definitely.
She is not, really. We can't help you in any way, even us vouching for you. Probably makes things worse.
Winter Olympics is coming up. You could throw.
But you could always sign up for the Winter Olympics. Before we get out of here, should we just pay a quick homage to another fallen hero?
Another fallen porn star, which will be probably in next year's Dead Porn Star pageant.
Yeah, probably.
A lot of them died. The amount of porn stars that died per year.
Huh?
We have an annual dead porn star beauty pageant, Christina, because we're actually feminists.
Yeah.
Only 3% of their murders are solved.
Yes,
it's true.
Yeah,
we're the only ones who don't slut shame after the grave.
That's good.
So what's her name?
That's when we stop. That's immediately when we stop. No posthumous slut shaming. And I've said that from day one, before it was even a thing.
I say only posthumous slut shaming.
Only.
What's her name?
Chris the Fox.
Krista, can we see her?
Chris the Fox.
I thought you said Chris the Fox.
Christina Lacina, Chris the Fox.
No, it's Chris Christina. The Fox.
After a 22-floor fall. Oh, she didn't OD?
Fall.
Oh, look at her ass.
No, she jumped off a roof.
On purpose?
It seems like it.
No.
Really she was holding a coin in her hand that said, like, I'll always remember
this?
You or something.
Why did they? What article or website is it that put this video on
Geniuses?
Death?
This is the New York Post.
Dave, here's what they're doing.
They're saving you, Hunter Biden's laptop, I swear.
Dave, they're saving you from opening another tab and doing it while you're looking this up.
Oh, she's hot, dude. Hell yeah. Oh,
this chick died. That's so weird that the New York Post put that video there.
Let's see. What is she an actual porn chick?
Yes.
An actual porn chick.
Oh my god.
Good for her.
That's a compilation? No, that's a compilation.
Those are different.
These
people.
Are all different women.
Nice compilation, Bobby.
First anal quest.
The first one?
I have to pee.
Oh, now you're saying.
I'm really bad.
You got to pee?
Right before
the compilation?
I know.
Watching this, Christina's peeing at her. Look, she's hot, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Tight little fucking body.
All right, I got to go. I really have to urinate.
Oh, she was. Look at that. She has a tail.
She already had a butt plug in.
She had a butt plug in. Wow.
She's great.
She's awesome. And why'd she fall off the roof?
I think she jumped off the roof. Seems like ex boyfriend shit. It seems.
Oh,
like
he was downstairs.
Maybe he was.
By the way, it's all like,
was somebody
outside.
Holding her by her butt plug?
By the way, it's all like in Siberian shit. She's like,
oh, really?
She's like from Russia. It's all in Russia, yeah.
Oh, dude. He was hanging from a girder doing pull ups.
Yeah, she fell from a crane. She fell doing crane chin ups. Man.
Let's see.
What's happening?
I will jerk off to her later.
I can't believe you guys didn't want to talk about that CEO who got fucking arrested.
I talked to her about it on Real Ass Podcast.
Oh, yeah. She was hot.
Fucking hot, dude. All about it.
You guys know about the chick? Jay, do you know about this?
Can you give us more information about the porn chick? I don't like anal gaping.
She was holding a coin that said, "You will always be in my heart." When she died,
She told.
Was she trying to do that thing where she dropped it off a roof to see if it would kill somebody, and she lost her balance.
Yeah, she thought she was dropped it, and she was like, "I wonder if that killed anybody."
Her friend said, leading up to this, she was talking about being lonely and stuff like that. So it's suspected suicide, but not confirmed yet.
Mm. She always walks around holding that coin. She's an old-time loan shark. She walks around flicking it.
She's rolling it over her knuckles.
Hey, guys. I notice you're a little light on the payment this month.
Let's see.
This is an image of her entering the building.
Eating chips.
And exiting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Holy
Christina.
Well, you didn't want to see the anal gape compilation.
You didn't see the
You have to watch one or the other, Christina.
Was she pushed?
No, it looks
figuratively
like
by life, yes.
Yeah.
Was she pushed into this? Yeah, emotionally.
That seems like she landed pretty far away from the where the roof would
be. Well, it's a jump.
Yeah, but you travel. I've seen people jump off buildings.
You have? You actually watched it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to, but yeah, across the street from me.
Wow. Well, that wasn't like crazy long ago. It was like within the time I've known you, like happened.
Oh, yeah, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
I think I saw you that night. And
you might have. Yeah, because I saw the body was twitching.
Did you keep the hairstyle ever since?
Yes, I did.
I saw a guy kill himself. It's fucking crazy.
It electrocuted.
You've been frazzled ever since.
Yeah, there you go.
That's got to be wild.
Yeah.
I think I saw a guy I didn't see a guy go, but something when I was filming that show Z-Rock, they were like, somebody jumped off the building that we were like, filming in.
What happened? They watched the show?
Yeah. They were like, end this. Yeah. How long are we into this? 3 minutes? How long is it? 22 minutes? Oh, God.
I just want you to see this bizarre
anal gape compilation?
I know. This bizarre message that her boyfriend posted on Russian social media.
Who posted this?
Is it written in cum?
Her boyfriend.
If her asshole's just a magic eight ball, and every time it gapes,
it's just a weird way to put this.
What?
This here, right here.
Greetings to all. My girlfriend, Christina Lucina, also known as Krista Fox, passed away. For a funeral, 80,000 rubles are required. Yeah. We ask those who are not indifferent to help financially and repost. It's translated from Russian, Bobby.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
You think,
please give money to me, make funeral for whore girlfriend.
We need to burn body, she has lots of disease.
Think of all the cum you dumped to her, and perhaps think it's time for you to give a little back.
Maybe.
She lost my vodka in her snatch, and I need more bottle.
Shit. She does not have father, she does not have uncle.
And I am deadbeat piece of shit. Use her for heroin money.
Imagine, who could love a hooker, the type of person I must be. Please send 80,000 rubles.
Or I burn her in my living room.
In Russian, that's the sweetest thing that's ever been said. What he's
like. Yeah. You are my everything. Love, Ivan.
If you can help, do help. Dead hooker.
One love, Christy Fox forever. Keep dropping those batches and smash the subscribe button.
Smash this.
All premium content still available.
Shit.
Good God. Well, rest in peace, Christy Fox.
Yeah.
Christy Fox.
We will all remember you.
Subscribe button is great.
When Lewis beats off to you later.
I will beat off to her later.
In honor of you, he will.
He will remember you. Christina Hutchinson, Chris from Brooklyn, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight on Legion of Skanks. A rare in-studio edition on the live show. We'll catch the rest of you guys later this week on the next Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.
Hey, everybody, before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some of the other podcasts available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. This week, we're highlighting Bye Guys with, you guessed it, Zach Amico and Ian Fidance. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at guestdigitalnetwork.com or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Here's a super more leaning gay bi clip.
Now wait, we can talk to her live right now?
Live right now. But you gotta
You're on bi guys
on the Gas Digital Network.
Make an account real quick.
Oh my god, she is gorgeous. Is this all she does?
You can tell her what to do. If
what
you
are people
token.
Saying to her?
I love that we got distracted from Guess the Butthole to do something gayer.
This is straight as fuck. Now wait, hold on. What are they saying to her? I feel things. Hold on. I feel things with you like no other.
You drive
I feel
me
very
crazy.
Passionate and a great deal of lust.
Oh, the Indians are in full effect.
Oh, she's got a lot.
Somebody agreed with that comment. Me too, Rebel.
Yo, that's not little paradise. That's a big, beautiful, juicy paradise.
Now, is that her heart?
Take me down to the paradise city where you jerk your dick like it's a big old clitty. Oh, please, let me go down.
Now, that's the thing with trash.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
No, I think that's a maintenance jerk. Like, they're keeping it.
They're keeping it.
Like, semi.
One third hard.
Like, no, how can you control that? I think that's just like...
Because that's just maintenance.
It's like edging.
Yeah,
I am looking at your cock, my goodness. I want that cock. I want to play with that cock. Oh, that's not that fun.
Clip all that.
Like, somebody just tipped 150. She's raking in right now.
Oh, my God.
How much is a token?
Oh,
can we get her to shout out bye, guys? Does she talk?
I never put a dollar.
Can we get her to be like, hey, you're watching bye, guys, on the Gas Digital Network.
You got to make an account.
Like, so Jared, you people can watch Jared do that. Like, he would do that.
You have an account, Jared?
Yeah.
You dirty little dog.
Have you ever broadcasted?
Jared's.
Yeah.
Jared broadcasted yourself jerking off.
That's how he gets the token. So he feels like he never spends money.
I would never spend money.
Oh, so it's like,
wait, so you jerk off and people pay you money.
Correct.
How much money do you make?
So that's the thing. I never transferred the money out. I actually one time lost it.
He would put it right back in.
Yeah, so you're playing house money.
Wow, you're like the Chinese dollar. It circulates 13 times before at least Chinatown. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It's got diseases on it.
I would get girls to do things for me, and that's what I would get off to.
But if you didn't do that, how much money would you have made?
Oh, I probably have had at one point I tried cashing out 2,000 tokens, and I did the authenticator, and then like I just felt weird putting my card in, and I just never, in my account, and I never did it. So I lost those 2,000 tokens.
You felt
I was
weird.
Like, shit, I gotta go
I've
broadcast
done five
somewhere.
Podcasts with you, and you finally say something interesting.
What the fuck?
Jesus this show Christ. Rules.
Holy fuck. Bye, guys, forever.
Oh, hell she yeah. brought out the oh! fucking...
Now, wait. Do they ever come, or is it just like...
What are we up to? So my thing would be like, give me this much amount, and I'll come.
And you come on that's... camera.
Yeah.
He's a little performance artist.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, do you spend the tokens?
Karen, are you raising a whole generation of these?
We believe in ourselves.
Honestly, it might be some child pornography on there.
What?
No, there might be.
Jared.
No, I did this from like, I don't
everywhere,
know.
Right? You can't.
18.
Alex, put it back up. What's the matter with you? We have to read more comments.
Now, look, if you go to like the homepage, there's like couple rooms, just female, just.
This is hot.
This is
what's
pretty
that?
Awesome.
Is that no, like you, a flashlight?
Can we go to like go to like the female?
Somebody said, "What's up, Ian?"
Yeah.
Somebody said, "My God, what's up, Ian?"
That's fucking great, dude. Oh my god, that is fucking.
What's up, fellas? Bye, guys, for the win.
Let's go. That's brilliant.
We love you. That fucking rules.
Oh, we're hijacking this abomination.
Oh my God.